This is the Wikipedia page for Bodega Cat. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you to subscribe. Bodega cats are great. I used to have a cat who was a bodega kitten, like a cat born from a bodega kitten. That cat has since passed away. His name was Ding Ding.
Aw. But now you do have a cat that was also a bodega kitten.
Yes.
And he's very cute.
His name is Miles.
He is one of the best cats who has ever catted. Let's just jump in. I'm really excited to read about this.
All right, let's do it.
Bodega cat. A bodega cat, also referred to as a deli cat, store cat, or shop cat, is a type of working cat that inhabits a bodega, which in New York City English refers to a convenience store or deli. Much like farm cats, library cats, and ship cats, a bodega cat is typically a mixed breed cat kept as a form of biological pest control to manage or prevent rodent infestations.
Wow, I didn't know the term working cat, a cat that works for a living. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I'm also loving New York City English. I think we should totally do that page.
I think that we should as well. A bodega cat may be a domesticated cat that is kept by the bodega owner, or a semi-feral cat that the bodega owner attracts to the store through regular feedings. Public health departments typically prohibit bodega cats under food codes that ban live animals from establishments where consumable goods are sold.
Yeah, it's not like that's really enforced.
Not at all. There's so many bodega cats.
Etymology. The term is derived from bodega, a Spanish word that translates to storeroom or wine cellar. It is typically used in New York City to refer to a convenience store that sells groceries, deli meats, sandwiches, soft drinks, and other general staples. The term is commonly associated with businesses in New York City and other American cities with substantial Latino populations. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you go give some love to your bodega cat.
Thank you for listening to that message. Bodega cats are great cats, but they're always dirty. Remember
always
that.
Disgusting. But yes. There's a bodega cat near the subway that I always see, and it lets me pet him, and he's so cute. He gives like a little meow and runs up to me.
How's your rickets?
I'm fine. That's not how you get rickets.
Legality. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene considers bodega cats a general deficiency, citing concerns over the potential they pose for food contamination under Chapter 23 of the Food Service Establishment Violation Penalty Schedule. Who named that?
Not me.
The Food Service Establishment Violation Penalty Schedule. Establishments selling food that keep live animals that are not service animals or fish kept in tanks are subject to a fine ranging from $200 to $350. Despite this, cats remain a ubiquitous presence at many of the more than 10,000 bodegas across New York City. The New York Times reports that many bodega owners keep cats in spite of the law because they are seen as preferable to rodent infestations, which also carry a fine of $300.
So, okay, I can understand the formality of a city needing to enact a law about keeping like live animals, including cats, away from where food is served. I understand it, and I appreciate that they don't really seem to enforce it.
Right on.
In culture, bodega cats are part of internet culture as well as New York City culture. Multiple blogs and social media accounts are devoted to chronicling photographs of bodega cats across the city. In 2019, a Saturday Night Live sketch starring John Mulaney parodied the musical Cats using a bodega cat. That same year, a bodega cat at 71 Fresh Deli and Grocery in Kips Bay, Manhattan, was stolen from the store. The cat's theft was widely covered in New York City media, with the New York Times, New York Daily News, and NY1 reporting on the incident.
There have also been numerous illustrations of bodega cats as a cultural symbol.
That, and there's like three pictures of bodega cats on this page. I recommend everybody go look at them. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're great. Especially the bodega cat that's like coming out of the basement. The guy literally just woke up.
Yes. And like the cat that's like lounging on a bag of potatoes or something.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I don't like seeing at a bodega. The cat laying on the food. No thanks.
I don't love to see it, but it doesn't deter me.
It deters me for real. I am deterred.
That's understandable. This has been the Wikipedia page for Bodega Cat. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really does help us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your local Bodega Cat.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Meow.